You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
One of the government's announcements this week included $100,000 fines for university code breaches that result in harm to students. This is in the wake of the death of two students, one from Canterbury and another from Otago. Sherry spoke to Education Minister Chris Hipkins about protections for students living in halls of residence, and she started by asking him to summarise the changes made to codes of practice for pastoral care.
So the government's going to be changing the Education Act to allow the introduction of a new mandatory code of practice that sets out the duty of pastoral care that tertiary education providers have towards their students. The recent death of a student at a hall of residence at Christchurch showed that there's really some limitations and weaknesses in our current system and some gaps in the level of pastoral care that's being provided. We wanted to step in and make sure that all students who are staying in a hall of residence are given the assurance that they'll get the pastoral care that they need. A new code of practice will set out very clearly what the expectations are of those who are providing student accommodation, and there'll be some penalties if they fail to comply with the code, and that does serious harm or has serious consequences.
What will these changes look like?
Well, the first thing is that we'll be issuing an interim code of practice for next year. We know that there's a gap in the system now, and we want there to be a code of practice in place for next year so that those who enrolling to study and to stay in a hall of residence next year know that they're going to have an adequate standard of pastoral care available. And then over the next year we'll work to develop a more lasting code, a code that will exist beyond 2021, and there'll be a full consultation around that. But we want to make sure that something's in place as quickly as possible, because it's simply not good enough for there not to be this level of protection in place.
What were some particular weaknesses that were identified through this report, through these changes?
Well, there was a previous voluntary code of practice that was developed in around 2004-2005, but it was clear that people had stopped using it. Any monitoring of it had completely disappeared. And so we wanted to make sure that there's a more rigorous regime put in place. You know, young people who are leaving home for the first time, who are leaving school, they're gaining a whole heap more freedom. They go into a hall of residence because either they or their parents want there to be some additional support available to them. And we want to make sure that they can get that. They're paying often quite a high premium to stay in a hall of residence, and we want to make sure that they get the support that they're paying for.
Are there any specific provisions in place surrounding mental health? Because have we seen in Vic Uni and Auckland Uni, and it's actually quite spread out across the country, a lot of uni students are struggling with mental health issues, and this isn't being adequately supported in halls of residence.
We know that mental health is a massive issue for tertiary students across the board, and those studying in halls of residence in particular, where they've got the added stress of being away from home, the added financial burden that goes with that, they absolutely deserve and are entitled to receive a good standard of pastoral care, so that if they're struggling, that that's detected and that additional support's provided where it's needed. In some cases, you know, the halls don't need to provide that, but they need to be linking the students up to other health services that are available on campus or other support that they might need. It's really important that, you know, pastoral care is, you know, it's acknowledged that it's important that pastoral care is being monitored, and that those people are being, you know, if they've got identified issues, that you know, support's being put in place.
I guess my only question is, while it's great to see these changes happening in terms of accommodation and pastoral care, I've spoken to some RAs and they found that often if there were an issue, students were referred on to pastoral care within the uni or other services or other links, but the issue is that there isn't enough support or resources in place within the institution of university. So are we going to see any changes in terms of the broader space of university?
Well, the code of practice will set out the pastoral care responsibilities on tertiary institutions, including universities. Halls of residence, obviously there's a particular focus on those because we know that there's a real gap in that system at the moment. But of course, universities and other tertiary providers have got pastoral care responsibilities to other students as well. There is a responsibility to make sure that support's in place for those who are experiencing difficulties, and that includes support around counselling and mental health and physical health services. Students are often paying levies to have these services available to them, and it's important that, they are available to them.
Will this code, how will it be ensured that institutions, tertiary institutions, will be complying with this code?
So the law change is very clear that the institutions will be responsible for ensuring that the code is complied with, even where they're contracting services from a third-party provider. So if they're getting a private company to come in and run their hostels, ultimately the institutions, the universities, in the case of many BFM listeners, they're going to be responsible for making sure that the code is complied with, and there will be fines for those who fail to live up to the expectations of the code and where that has serious consequences.
So there was an international code that was quite easy to find, but when I was digging around for looking at the code of practice for domestic students, it was quite difficult to find. It wasn't set in stone. So why was there a gap in terms of something standardised for domestic students?
Following some pretty big concerns around the pastoral care of international students in the early 2000s, a mandatory code of practice was put in place. Around that time, a voluntary code of practice was developed for those staying in halls of residence while they were studying. It's very clear that in the 15 or so years since then, that code of practice has fallen by the wayside. Absolutely, I'm convinced that a voluntary code is not the way to go. There needs to be a mandatory code of practice put in place, and that's what the government's doing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.